Sense Media for coming on. Interesting topic. I haven't given it a lot of thought until hearing this story. And we've heard one state has moved to restrict these kinds of online communications between students and teachers. But the fact is, a lot of other places, a lot of other schools almost encourage this kind of networking as a benefit to both parties. Can you put the toothpaste back in the tube here?
The short answer is no. 59% of our readers say that they're Facebook friends with their teachers. And you have to ask yourself why. 99% of the time, it's completely legitimate reasons. They want homework help. It's easy to get a question answered. It's sort of interesting to see that your teacher is a person. It's like when you run into them in the grocery store, you think, oh gosh, they have a life outside
of
the classroom.
When I was a kid, that would freak me out if I saw my teacher outside the class.
It's the same thing on Facebook. You realize you can see if your teacher has gone to the movies, a family picnic.
What kind of other stories were you hearing from your readers?
Well, that's where it can turn dangerous. Girls don't understand, when they're teenagers, they don't understand where the boundaries are. They're still learning about how all of this works together. And so to have your teachers in the same context as your friends gets very murky. The friending can turn into flirting and worse.
Caroline, how do you... the kids, and what else does this open up?
Yeah, I think that, that was a really terrible story, and there's a lot of creepy stuff going on out there, but I really think that, for the most part, a lot of the teachers who are using social media in the classroom are using it as a teaching tool to help their students learn, you know, the 21st century skills that are going to make them competitive in a digital world. And I think that that's really, for the most part, that's what teachers are doing.
And this story was framed with the idea of a sexual predator. But when you have this kind of communications going on for perhaps a good purpose, is there a fear that what started out with good intentions can cross a line that no one really intended it to?
I think that a lot of parents need to talk to their kids about how the sort of cautions that you would talk to your kid about in the real world apply online. And that's what that Missouri law spoke to. You know, if a teacher says, let's have a private conversation, or if someone says, let's, not tell anyone about this conversation, those are red flags.
To revisit this question now and look perhaps like I think it was Missouri to begin to restrict some of these communications?
Well, I think the most important thing is making sure that everybody is well educated about what is appropriate and what's not appropriate. And it starts with the teenagers, because you can't monitor every single communication that your child is having online. But you need to help them understand where those lines are. We say that, is there inappropriate touching? Does your teacher want you to delete messages? Does he try to get you alone? All of those things are, as you said, major red flags. And it needs to start with the teenager, because you can't be there for them all the time.
We've got to end the conversation, but you have started an important conversation, and we hope it'll be pursued on a lot of levels. Anne Chiquette, thank you very much. Caroline Noor, nice to have you here as well. Up next, a stylish way to save how to make your summer wardrobe work well into the fall. We'll tell you more after this. Reduces the visible size.